Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 25th. The grains closed mixed with December corn steady at 538. December wheat up 3.5 cents at 759.5, and November beans up 16.75 at 1237.25. The oil was the strength out here. It was up 105 ticks. Interesting that the oil held up pretty well, considering the crude oil broke a better part of $1.70 off the highs to close steady on the day. In the aftermarket, the crude oil is now down 29 cents. I'm surprised the bean oil held up as well as it did. We'll see what it does. We'll see what palm oil does tonight. But really haven't seen much in the way of explanations on why the beans were so strong, except that the harvest has slowed down and the exports were exceptional again this week, 2.1 million metric tons, down slightly from last week. But the corn was a weak number, 546, half of what it was a week ago, and the wheat was even less than last week at 140, pretty anemic there. But the wheat held up because the oats were limited up, new contract high and high close, 692.25. December wheat, new contract high and high close, closed up 14 cents at 1227. December Kansas City wheat up 4 cents at 778. That was a new contract high and high close there as well. Chicago is not performing as well as KC and Minneapolis, as you would expect with the drought hitting Minneapolis and the dry conditions in the South Central Plains. We had an awful lot of rain here in the last 24 hours. All across the Midwest, slowing down harvest. I think it'll be tough for guys to get in the fields around Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee for the next couple of days. That'll slow harvest down, but I think we're going to be far enough along. Nobody's going to be too concerned about it. We'll see what crop progress says at 3 o'clock. But overall, the market held up, the beans held up well considering that the crude oil broke as much as it did. I'm surprised the corn didn't act better in here. With the slowdown in the harvest and some talk about some root diseases out there and corn cobs falling off, I would have thought we would have been a little bit higher here. But the yield reports in general aren't bad for the corn. They seem to be improving. Bean yields are unquestionably improving. Some people are thinking that the carryout is going to 400 million. There's some people who think 500 million. Unless we see some big Chinese buying in here, I would have to agree with that. But one step at a time, we got to push over 300. I think we'll do that on the November crop progress or the November supply and demand report. I think we're going to see bigger yields, record yields, and demand taking another slice back. I mean, this is another day where we didn't see any export sales. We've only seen one in the last 8 days with some exports in the beans. So I think you got to question just how strong this export market's going to be. And again, in the back of some traders' minds are, with China and Russia putting their warships outside of Japan and China making some overtures against Taiwan, anything that would spark there, I don't think would be good for the grain markets at all out here. So I think we have to keep that in the back of our minds. But, certainly if you want to sell some grain, sell it at these good prices, buy back some call options to keep the upside open, or make sure you've got puts on to protect anything that you've got in the bin. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.